Proverbs for the day, June the 11th, Proverbs chapter 11, verses 10 and 11. When it goeth well with the righteous, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. You know, sometimes when you're reading Proverbs, you're going along with stuff, and you read it, and it makes sense. But sometimes we just got to slow down long enough to grab hold of this. This is some wisdom regarding what we would call society. When I say society, I'm speaking of the fact that people are together. It's not as much as out in a rural district, for example. It's society. And so, let's look at this thing. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. Doing right is not without influence. It says when it goeth well. Now, get hold of this. Sometimes it doesn't go well with the righteous. The righteous are people who are following God. It doesn't say with the self-righteous. So we're not talking about a self-appointed righteous person, but the righteous, people who are doing right, people who are following God, people are doing right because of the Lord. And when it goeth well, and sometimes it doesn't, but when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. A right doing brings a good society. When you have people in authority that are doing right, righteously, it is a blessing to society. Now, that's important to keep in mind, because that's true if you start with any society. The smallest society, you might say, might be a couple. A husband and wife would be the smallest society. Okay? Now we know he's talking about a bigger thing here. He says the city. Notice, the city. The city is where society is, a group of people. And so he says, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. You know, when you've got people in authority at whatever level doing right, people do rejoice. Now, it's not all that often you do. I understand that, especially today as we're getting near the culmination where the fullness of the Gentiles is about to get them sacked by God. But understand that right doing by people in authority brings a good society. And, of course, we ourselves should be doing that. And it's anybody that's righteous doing well. When it goeth well with the righteous. See, now, there is a time when doing right isn't honored. But in a place, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. Okay? And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. So doing right is not without its influence. Don't forget that. It might be a time when it's not a win for us. When, W-H-E-N. But when it does go well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. Number two, the downfall of the wicked is a blessing. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. It's true. Now, this is true. The Middle East effort by the USA troops will not change history forever. We understand it's going to take the Lord Jesus Christ. However, there is a biblical principle of trying to help others, and we know that there's political reasons, there's financial reasons. But don't lose sight of the fact that when the wicked perish, there is shouting. If you'll see some of those, the black and white footage, or read some of the accounts of when the Allied troops liberated some of these places that were under the rule of Hitler for 3 and 4 years, and you see the shouting and the tears and the excitement that when the wicked perished, there was shouting. Now, I understand that the individual, a German soldier, was an individual, and he had an individual life, and he had a personal life. But those who were oppressing them people were the wicked. They were wicked. Some of the soldiers did wicked things. Soldiers in each army of the face of the earth have done wicked things. The picture, though, is when the wicked perish, there is shouting. He contrasts the righteous and the wicked. You see, the downfall of the wicked is a blessing. It's a blessing. People get liberated. Now, we understand today we've got a thing going on, a phenomena around the world, that one ruler gets one rulership or one whole ruling group gets put out, and then they all start tearing up the town. And well, there's something wrong there, because that's not it going well with the righteous. That's just the flesh running all over the place. And we understand the Gentiles are wearing out God's patience. But let's not lose sight of the fact that the Bible teaching is that doing right is not without influence. And sometimes you get to have more influence than others. And the downfall of the wicked is a blessing. Notice with me verse 11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So doing right is not without influence, and the downfall of the wicked is a blessing. And number three, the balance of blessing swings with the balance of power. It's not always financial prosperity that is the measure of a blessing. I am reminded of Joseph. I'm reminded of Joseph and the fact that old Joseph actually saved the people, even though at the end of it, Pharaoh owned them. Look in this chapter, chapter 11, verse 26. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. Well, that points directly to Joseph. The people end up having to sell themselves to get enough corn to live. But they were thankful that Joseph was making it available. They didn't expect him to give it away. Okay? They were thankful. If he'd withhold that corn, they would have died. So it's not always the blessing here, verse 11, by the blessing of the upright, it's not always financial. It can just be the fact of having daily bread and stuff. But the picture is the blessing of the upright exalteth the city, but the mouth of the wicked overthrows it. The wicked spew out trouble. They overthrow. One exalts, one overthrows. It's exalted versus overthrown. And so goes with your city. The Bible takes your individual life and likens it to a city. The Bible takes, of course, a home and likens it to a city. The Bible takes different things, your church. There are different pictures he gives us because that's where things are gathered together. He even tells us to have rule over your spirit. And not to have rule over your spirit is to be like a city that is broken down and without walls. And so we can learn from the book of Proverbs that he gives us several pictures. And the one is, doing right is not without influence. You always want to be on in God's mind and in your life on the side of the righteous. You don't want to be wicked. You don't want to practice wickedly. You don't want to think wickedly. You don't want to change your beliefs. You don't want to carry a wicked Bible. You need to carry God's Bible. It's really simple. Doing right is not without influence. And the downfall of the wicked is a blessing. Be thankful when the wicked go down. And the balance of blessing swings with the balance of power. It's blessing, okay, and the city is exalted, or it's cursing and it's overthrown. And you know that the problem with the average Christian today is they have been brainwashed, you might say, influenced, whatever you want to say, swayed by the idea that we're down here and our efforts ought to be on these levels. But I don't see that in Scripture. What I see is a truth that lets us know. If you can take your 10 minutes and 20 minutes, 30, whatever it takes, go cast a vote, you ought to do that. But to be bound up in trying to cause these things to happen sidetracks the believer. The believer is to live their life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. When you think of politics, you know you think of the mouth. When you think of politics, you think of speeches. When you think of politics, you think of words. So let us observe that this is so, and let us, by our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our practices, be on the right side of it. And when it goeth well with the righteous, the city will rejoice. Thank you.